8:32, time for our Little Dixie Library segment. Special day today. It is Paula Hayslip Day at the library.
It is Paula Hayslip Day. We're so happy to have her. We are celebrating her 40 years at the library today. We're having a heck of a party. We want to invite everybody today.
Did you officially name it Paula Hayslip Day? Because if not, I just did it.
Well, we can call it Paula Hayslip Day. But she came in this morning. She came in this morning. I go, you know, today is Paula Hayslip. How would I say? It's a day to celebrate you. So we are excited to have her, and we are celebrating Paula today.
Yay, there's going to be
exactly.
Paula.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. All right.
There's going to be cake.
I can't imagine you're nervous. You said you're nervous to be on the air.
Oh, yes.
What if
very
we,
much so.
Okay, what if we did it this way? What if I like had a book and had you read to us?
She could do that.
Would that be better?
Oh, I could do that.
That would be better.
I wish I had Flossie and the Fox with me, because that's my favorite book to read.
Oh, yeah.
To school agers.
Of all
yes,
the books?
Yes, yes, yes.
How old is that book?
I think it was published in 1986. And I met the author one time, and it is an oral tale that's been made into a book. It was told to a child, an African-American child, by her grandfather. They had no radios, they had no televisions, they had no computers, and he told stories on the front porch. She said it was such a good story that she wanted it shared to all children.
You just answered one of my questions right out of the gate. What's your favorite book of all time?
You have to read it with the Southern dialect.
Uh-huh.
And I asked her first if I could do that because I'm Caucasian. Mm-hmm. She said, honey, if you can do it and pull it off, you just go right ahead and do it.
Paula,
so I have been.
Wrapping up her 40-year career, we've got some callers already coming in. But
that is wonderful.
What are the details today of what's going on at the library?
Yeah. You know, Paula's party is going to be this evening at the Mobley Public Library from 4 to 7. So it's a come and go. Please come. We have lots of desserts. And Paula will be there holding court. So you can come in and say farewell to Paula. And we're just going to celebrate Paula's time at the library. So, and we want to thank everybody for calling in. So if you have a memory of Paula, please call in this morning. We would love to hear from you.
All right. You're on the air with Paula Hayslip. Good morning.
Well, happy Paula Day, Paula. You know, you prove that when one has a teacher's heart, you always have it.
Oh.
And, Paula, I remember you teaching me long before any library experience that you gained at church. You would help lead the children in singing, and I don't know what else you did in that time period. I'm sure you helped teach Bible school classes, but you were very instrumental in affecting the lives of children then, and of course even now, and I doubt that you will stop. I think you'll probably make appearances and show up and do some reading. So we salute you, Paula. We love you.
Thank you so much, caller. We'd love to know
you.
Your name.
I know
this is Mark.
I know who it is.
Uh-oh.
Mark Morgan.
I know for certain you had to read to him. Because Mark struggled with reading, I think. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You had me fooled, Mark, who you were. Yeah. I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, well. Okay.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, right. Mark, for the kind words. Appreciate you checking in. Hope you're doing well. Hi, you're next on our program with Paula Hayslip. Hello.
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 Hello. This is Debbie Buckler, and I remember meeting you my second year of teaching at Clark, Missouri, and you brought your book, your bag of books, and then remember the 8mm or 16mm videos you would check out from the library, and I'd pick them up late one, you know, as early as I could, and take them to school, and all the book talks you did when you traveled around the county, and wish you best in your retirement.
Thank you, Debbie. I remember those days, too. Thank goodness.
Yes, and we had that catalog. We had to order the videos from.
Yes.
Or, you know, the movies, I guess you call
movies.
Them.
Movies, yeah. 16mm movies.
There you go. And always, inevitably, the machine wouldn't load right, you know, or something. But anyway, best wishes and enjoy your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie, for the call. technology's changed a little bit over your 40 years.
Oh,
huh?
You better believe it. And that was one of my struggles, technology.
Keeping up?
I'm not up there with Rachel by any means yet.
You're preaching to the choir here. Same thing. I have to turn to the kids in the newsroom to figure things out. Yeah. Has it made your job easier, though?
Yes, in a lot of respects it has. The first day I got a computer on my desk, though, I cried. Because I thought I'd lose everything that I put on there.
Yeah.
And I was... So what I did was I said, Jesus saves and I will save. On the computer.
So you would go to school classrooms with your books?
I did. It just got to where by the time I had 9 surrounding ones, I was out of the building more than I was in the building. And my book reviewing thing suffered tremendously from it. So I had to cut that short. Okay. I do preschools and daycares now twice a year, a couple of months in the spring and a couple of months in the fall. And I have story time Wednesday mornings at 9:30 and Thursday nights at 6:30.
All right, Paula Haislip, retiring after 40 years with Little Dixie Regional Library, and you're on the air with Paula. Hi.
Oh, this is Chuck and Vicki DeWeese.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, Paula, I wanted to wish you a happy retirement and thank you for all your service to our community. I know we go to the Zion Lutheran Church, and I know they loved it whenever you came to read to the kids, and we really appreciate that.
Thank you. You enjoy it.
Well, you do a great job, and I hope you enjoy your life out there.
All right. Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Let's go back to the Moberly line. You're on the air with Miss Paula.
Hi, this is Karen.
Karen! She was my last supervisor, the director. Yes, Karen.
We're so happy to hear from Karen.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Karen, where are you at? On a beach?
in Columbia.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought you retired and you were on a beach now.
I was last week.
Hey, good for you. What would you like to say to Paula?
I'd like to say, Paula, thanks for all the times we worked together. We had a great time. We had lots of fun stories, things going on. You did a really great job for children for many, 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 many years. So thanks for all the work you did. And you're going to open up a whole new chapter in your life, because I've enjoyed retirement for the past year. I've been gone for a year now, and hey, I don't even know what I do every day.
We miss Karen desperately.
It's an all new day.
We miss Karen desperately. But she still answers our phone calls when we don't know what to do. So I think that's wonderful.
Well, that's good.
Thank you, Karen. Very nice words for me. I appreciate that.
You would not believe how big she's smiling, Karen. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, I am too.
Thank you, Karen.
We love you.
Don't be a stranger. Come on by sometime. Hi, you're next with Paula.
Hi, this is Susan.
Oh, Susan.
I just want to say thank you for all our fun years we've had together. It's been fun. And here's Cheryl.
Hey, Paula. Thank you much for all the years, and known you a long time.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I appreciate you, too, because I know you were on the committee to pull this off.
Oh, is that Ashley?
It is.
Hi, Ashley.
Those are all the Moberly girls calling in. That's wonderful.
Very good.
Yeah, we love you, Paula.
Thank you, hon.
All right.
It's wonderful. Thank you, guys.
She said, get that cake ready, okay?
They were bringing it in when we were leaving.
Okay. Hey, you're next on the air with Miss Paula.
Hello, this is Janet Lucas.
Oh, Janet.
Paula and I go way, way back to, high school friends, and then working together at the library part-time. I started there in 69, and I think Paula did in 68. Wasn't that right, Paula?
Yeah, that's what I got in front of me, 68,
Yeah, and we did story hours together and at all four branches, and we traveled to all these remote places on the bookmobile, like Old Stoutsville and Santa Fe and Indian Creek and places that I'd never heard of before that time, and just had a great time together. And then forward a few years, my three kids and my seven grandchildren have all listened to Miss Paula's story hours, and so we're going to miss you there, Paula. The children's department won't seem the same.
Well, we have a great successor that's coming.
Yes.
And she can sing on command in front of people and not be inhibited by it. I'm tickled to death for that.
And that's great. That's great. Well, I wish you the best in your retirement. I want you to enjoy yourself, a well-deserved relaxing time, and spend more time with Jocelyn and her family, and just enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janet. Thank you. And Janet brought up a term we haven't heard for a while, the bookmobile.
Yes, yes.
Did you actually have a mobile? Did you have a vehicle?
We did. Yeah. It went in both counties.
Yeah.
And we, Madison, before Madison had their branch building, Janet and I would do three story times back to back on the bookmobile. And we had a blast. We really did.
Where are the bookmobiles? Do they all get retired or what?
Well, you know, bigger library systems do have bookmobiles.
Do they still have them?
They're so expensive to maintain. Yeah.
Oh,
they're
they
more
are.
Expensive to maintain than a building.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are.
But that's, yeah, yeah, remember that. All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got more calls. Hi, you're on the air with Miss Paula.
Hi, good morning. This is Diane from Main Street, and I want to join in on the celebration of Miss Paula's day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.
You know, Paula, you've got a huge fan club. And I cannot begin to imagine how many books you've read aloud over the years, but I was privileged to be a part of many of your story times, and I know that makes a big difference in the world of a child, and it really creates a lot of memories. So I wish you all the best, and on behalf of Main Street, thank you so much for serving at our library and being a part of our community.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Diane.
Enjoy your day.
All right. Thanks for the kind words, and you're
so
next
sweet.
Up on the show. Hi, you're with Miss Paula.
Hey, this is Melissa. How are you, Paula?
I'm great.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and say that we love you. I have loved working with you, and I don't know what I'm going to do when I walk through on Wednesday and I don't hear Flossie being read, or I don't hear, hello, Mr. Turkey, how are you? I just don't know what I'm going to do without seeing Paula every day.
Well, it's going to be an adjustment because I spend a third of my time at the library, a third of my time sleeping, a third of my time at the library, a third of the time eating and visiting and doing everything else.
Well, you were my children's librarian, and you've been here the whole time that I have worked here, and you were my son's librarian in the children's department, so we're going to miss you.
Yeah, I even got a hug from him the other day, and he's a middle school kid.
Well, he adores you. Well, just know that we'll miss you, and we love you a bunch, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, and you're next up on the air with Miss Paula.
Yes, good morning. My husband and I would like to wish Paula a very, very happy retirement. We started taking our children to the library in the late 70s for story time, and my kids just thoroughly look forward to it every week. And I can remember sometimes we had just a little hatchback car, and this was before the time of the car seats. And I would go around in the neighborhood and pick up as many as 10 children and take them to the library. And when we'd get there, Paula would say, well, the bus has arrived, and so we can start now. And she probably doesn't remember some of this stuff, but they were very happy memories. And, of course, it instilled such a love for books in my children. And my daughter worked at the library for a while. And my husband's on the library board, and we've always appreciated the services that you can enjoy
well,
in the
library. We appreciate the call. Would you care to give your first name?
My first name is Phyllis.
All right, Phyllis. Well, thank you for...
Phyllis Self.
Yes.
She was stumped for a while.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis,
for the call and the kind words. Hi, you're next on our program with Miss Paula Haslam.
Hi, Paula. This is Betsy Devenport.
Yes, Betsy.
How are you?
And I'm great.
I am so happy for you, and I want you to enjoy your retirement. And I just wanted to thank you for all your help when I was teaching and gathering books for the kids at school, and then helping my kids find books and helping them to enjoy reading also. And I just wish you well, and it's nice being retired, I'll tell you that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Betsy. All right, wonderful calls here on Paula Hayslip Day at Little Dixie Regional Library. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more of your calls and our visit with Paula coming up in just a moment.
Experience unique drive-in dining with made-to-order food at Sonic, where they are introducing the new Sonic Signature Slingers, all the cheeseburger flavor with none of the guilt, starting at $1.99. Feeling like you need a tasty treat after a long day? Moberly Sonic has their half-price shakes, floats, and ice cream slushes happening now after 8 p.m. every night of the week. Sonic Drive-In and Moberly, just pull right in for a blast from the past with car hop service. Win with Sonic of Moberly, proud supporters of the Lady Greyhounds. This is how you Sonic.
Keeping you connected, Sheraton Valley. Now's the perfect time to visit your smartphone headquarters at Sheraton Valley with the latest devices and the nation's best 4G LTE coverage. Now's the perfect time to make the switch. Stop into Sheraton Valley today and let their friendly staff get you set up on the right plan this year. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 855-41-BIBLE. That's 855-41-BIBLE. 855-41-BIBLE.
849 here. We are honoring Miss Paula Hayslip for her years of service to Little Dixie Regional Library. And so you can drop by for her retirement party from 4 until 7 today at the library in Moberly. Rachel's
Absolutely.
In with Paula. Did you have somebody when you were a child that read to you that made an impact on you?
I had a fifth grade teacher, Mildred Brockman. Every day, regardless of what was going on, after lunch, she read to us for about between 15 and 30 minutes. And I remember the book. It was by Wesley Dennis. It was called Old Bones. It was about a horse that had lived his years, and he was put out to pasture, and they didn't think he could do anything out. I can really relate to that. And so it just made me feel so good that she would take the time out of the classroom day and share a book, and I think it instilled a love of reading in me. And I wish teachers had the time today to do that after school, but so many of them say they have to get all this core standards or whatever. I don't understand it, but it's and as far as parents go, the best thing you can do, I don't care if you don't do anything else, if you read to that child on a regular basis every day, he will succeed in school and in life. Leaders are readers.
Good words. I actually miss the time reading with my children. I love those times of rocking them and reading to them. So, but when they got to be in high school, they didn't want to do that anymore.
Yeah,
you know, so.
But then you have grandbabies.
No, I got grandchildren. Yeah, I'm trying to get that. So we're honoring you for 40 years, but technically it's a lot more than that, right? When did you actually start with the local library?
I started in the summer of 68. And worked through the summer of 70, attending MACC and working part-time at the library, evenings and every Saturday. Shelving was pretty much checking in and checking out books. Then I went away to Southwest Missouri State and got a degree in elementary ed and certified to be a school librarian. And then I was a school librarian in Butler, Missouri, on the western part of the state, south of Kansas City, for 2 years. And then I met my husband at that time, and I came back to Moberly, and they just happened to have an opening as an assistant in the children's department. And I worked for 3 years, and then my supervisor became pregnant, and she had a child, and she was coming back. But she decided that she wanted to stay home. I wasn't surprised at all. I knew she'd do that. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of interimed while she was gone, and then I went back and took some graduate classes and came back full-time as the children's librarian in 1978. But it's easier to just do 40 years consecutive employment.
Very good. We've got a couple more callers. Hi, you're on the air with Miss Paula. Oh, call me back, 263-2424. You're on the air with Miss Paula.
Paula?
Yes.
It's Randy.
Who?
We have, I'm with Susan, and we have so many stories of Paula. Some of them we can't tell. But we go back a long ways. I moved to Moberly in seventh grade, and we've been good friends ever since. And we just want to wish you a happy and good and prosperous retirement.
Thank
you. We'll see
you,
this afternoon,
Randy.
Paula.
Okay, the Bye-bye. Girlfriends.
All right, yep. Very good. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank
Hi.
You.
You're on the air with Paula Haislip.
Yes, this is Patty Agee, and we worked together for just a little bit when I was still working at the public library. That's been more than 40 years ago, or about 40 years ago. So I just wanted to wish Paula a happy retirement and thank her for her service.
Thank you, Patty. I remember you.
Thank you, Patty, for the call. Hi, you're on the air with Paula Haislip. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
This is Regina, Paula's sister-in-law.
Oh, yes, the best sister in the world.
Aww.
Well, I tell you what, Paula, you sound pretty good on that radio this morning. I know you were nervous about it, but you sound wonderful.
Thank you.
My story for Paula has to do with my kids and my grandkids. When we would get together for any kind of activity or holiday, we always knew that we would receive books from Paula. And we received some of the most wonderful books. And the funny thing about it was my kids would always say, well, I know what I'm getting from Paula. I'm getting books from Paula. But as the years went on, they really enjoyed the books. And we even had wonderful books that had autographs from some of the authors of the books. So we always loved those books, and my grandkids are loving the books as well. So, Paula, what a wonderful librarian you are, and you were, and no one could read a book like you. So congrats on all your many years there and your upcoming retirement. We love you.
Heck yeah. All right. You, Regina.
Thank you.
Thank you. You brought some tears to her eyes. Let's go next to you on the Moberly line. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Susan Steiger, and I'm...
Oh, girlfriend.
I'm a friend of Paula's as well, and I knew her kindergarten, first grade, and Randy called in a while ago, so we have this girlfriend group. I call them Randy, Jeannie, Paula, Becky, Diane, and Susan. So anyway, we've just done a lot of nice things all through the years and didn't want to leave her out, and so we'll be down there as soon as the festivities start, and we'll be
Yay.
There. I don't think we'll have some bells on, but we might have some flowers, and I don't know. But we're looking forward to some seeing other people.
A piece of cake for both of us, too.
All right. Thanks for the
Thank
call.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. We're starting to wind down here this half-hour segment. Paula, what would you like to say? Is there anything you'd like to pass along?
I would just like to say that if there's anybody listening that has never been to the library in Moberly, this is an invitation from a retiring employee. Go in there, get you a library card, and find out that there is something for everybody to read. They can find something. We have DVDs, we have CDs, and Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi. But I think that the strength of our system is in the people that have been there and worked day to day to keep the library running very efficiently and smoothly. And there's nothing like more flattering to a child than for somebody to say, I want to read you a story. Undivided attention. Nothing going off. No bells, no whistles, no buzz, no phones, no TV, no radio. Sorry.
That's all right.
And just sit down and enjoy a book. You'll be glad when they start kindergarten because their teacher will know they've been read to often and regularly.
Thank you for 40 years of reading to our kids. 40 plus.
Yeah. You are very welcome. Thanks. I enjoyed every minute of it.
So, since I'm sitting next to her, I couldn't call in, but I am going to say this. I'm in my 30s now, and Paula read to me when I was small. And, you know, I can't tell you how much I've appreciated it. I've worked with Paula every day for the entire time I've been at the library. I met her the very first day I worked there. I knew her from before. She was always welcoming. She's feisty as all get out. She knows she's feisty, too. But, you know, Paula's very earnest in what she does, and she's very truthful. And, you know, she loves children, and she loves sharing reading with everybody. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
Well, thanks for coming by. It's 4 to 7 today.
4 to 7.
Moberly Library.
Thank you.
And go and honor Miss Paula Hayslip for her years of service.